Good morning, everyone, or good day, good evening, and welcome to day 19. So here we are on probably one of the most profound statements and days that we could experience. Good morning, Gail and Gregory.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I'm just going to hand it right over to Gail so we can get started and get into that sacred space and open our minds and hearts to hear what the message is today.
All right. Let's do it. Okay. So here we are, day 19, and it is a good day of reflection. When you look back in your life, there no doubt are numerous difficult and painful experiences that are part of your journey here. One way of reviewing those times is to look from a new reference point, that point of gratitude and awareness for what has been brought to light and cleared. What a blessing that is. There has been so much to clear, and it's wonderful all the great work that you have accomplished here in this class and throughout your life. Where you are now is a convergence of the experiences, lifetimes, consciousness, and greater connection to divine spirit. You're present now with a very different vibrational energy than in the past, wouldn't you say? A much clearer channel of love and compassion, equipped with more understanding to move on. You are in the midst of a transmutation, one filled with many opportunities and choices. However, there is no going back. As we move towards completing this program, it is valuable to see it as a beginning, a renewal that empowers each one of us to step forward in ways we hadn't realized when we first signed on. I know that's true for me. The energies have brought us together and will lift us up further. Not alone. We move forward as we. So let's get into a relaxed position, hands and legs uncrossed, eyes opened or closed. Just be comfortable. And hold your heart companion or eye connect in your hands. Let a gentle flow of energy bathe your body, nourishing and relaxing, working out the kinks. Notice how easily you are accepting the flow. It feels so good. You are more open and aware of your breath. Breathe comfortably and open up a bit more, feeling more peaceful and grateful for the walk you have taken. You're opening the space for deeper connection with the divine spirit within. And you're in joyful alignment with source consciousness. Your heart is full and engaged to lead your life. How beautiful. Now take the heart companion and move it to the heart center. And again with your breath, expand the inner knowing of the goodness within and invite your inner voice to be heard. Now just take a moment and listen to spirit within. And take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out-breath as you release the air, allow the sound Zom to resonate through you, and we'll do this three times together. Zom. The energies are integrating into your body. Just allow and absorb these blessings and send them to others in the universe, so many in need. And just feel grateful. Feel the gratitude blessing all. And now let's make the sound again together three more times. Down, down through your body, into your feet, allowing the flow to establish roots into Mother Earth and bless all beings and all life.
Beautiful as always. Getting us into that space. Before we get going, I'd like to wish Elaine a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Elaine.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I only get a chance to know that when you're connected to me on Facebook, and she is, so just want to make sure that we acknowledge this wonderful day when the angels sang the day you were born and still continue to sing. So enjoy your day and know that the angels are partying with you. All right. This statement today always has an emotional charge for me, and maybe not even a charge or a space of being, because it's such a place in my experience of coaching people around the world and doing seminars that it is the one that is probably the most impactful for you and yet the most difficult for you, and it goes back to the three universal truths that I shared with you, that I am worthy of my forgiveness. We are so easily to forgive others, but in that space of connectivity to spirit and self, there needs to be that wall that surrounds our heart as it pertains to us. And that recognition that nothing I could possibly do could ever separate me from the love of Source. Nothing I have done or nothing that I will do. And only in that space where I can connect me, to that understanding of forgiveness for that little girl or boy who experienced whatever trauma experienced, for that horrible divorce or business that went awry, whatever it may be, those were all events. And events fail, yes, I get that, but people don't fail. Look at it separate from you, and that's what this statement is saying. As crazy as it may sound, my consciousness of the spirit within me as my unlimited source is the divine power to restore, big word there, restore the years of locusts of Eden. It doesn't matter how down to the ground, to the nub, that life has taken me to, that has destroyed me. It will make all things new and lift me up to the high road of abundant prosperity. This awareness, this understanding, this knowledge of spirit appears as every visible form and experience that I could possibly desire. And yet at the very core of our brokenness is our inability to let go. Our inability to step into that place of forgiveness. For us, for me, for that little girl or boy within you that is so, so, so tired of getting beat up. And as we wrap up these 21 days, I encourage you to really look deep and begin to take the process of forgiveness deeper And especially for those of you in the U.S., as we go into the Thanksgiving holidays, maybe this year, the gratitude and thankfulness should be towards you for allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to forgive yourself. It is only an outward gesture for an internal result, because Source has already done that for you. It's done. It is finished. There is no more war. Only the war that you create within yourself, within your mind, that separates you from the love of Source and separates you from your fellow being. This statement really, really tugs at my heart. And so today, and for the rest of the holiday season, because this is a time of year when people get down, they get depressed, they get sad. Don't do that this year. Grab your Heart Connect or your iConnect, your Heart Companion. Hold it tight and speak to it and speak into it the truth. Speak to it so that it shows you, so that it draws to you, so that it opens, so that it clears the space of energy that is so badly wanting to be cleared. Here's one thing that I find very interesting about the human race, and that is free will. You know, Source, God, Creator in His infinite wisdom, decided that He would separate us from the rest of the animals, the living creatures on the earth, by giving us the one thing that becomes our Achilles heel, which is free will. He even said, you don't have to believe in me if you choose not to. Kind of crazy if you don't, but that's all right. I'm going to give you free will. And that free will is what I call the universal trump card, because that universal trump card keeps us from the love of Source. If something's not working in your life today, it's because you choose for it not to. Somewhere deep inside, maybe not consciously, maybe it's down deep in the super subconscious mind. But there's a disconnect. And yet all along, through the ethers of sound and space and energy, there's a small voice saying, you are forgiven. Live today as if it was your last. Live today as if it was your first. Live today the way it was meant for you to live. Forgiven, accepted, loved, connected through all time and space. Gregory?
Thank you, Daniel. Free will, it is a big one. And it is something that is unique to human beings, and yet it's totally related to our consciousness. The bigger our consciousness, the more free will we have. And that's what's starting to happen to all of us in this class. We are expanding this field of consciousness, this field of awareness around us, and this allows us to exercise free will. It allows us to even understand that we have a choice. How much of the world feels it has no choice. And that's what the enlightenment process is all about. Discovering we have a choice. Discovering that we can exercise it. And discovering that we are so totally loved in that process. This statement today, I really enjoy reading them again, because I let myself look at it in a different way each time. Maybe it's the same way, but it's whatever is speaking to me. What does my life need right now when I read this statement? And it's going to make the parts pop out that are important today in the way I am in my growth right now. And for me, what really struck me today was the phrase, to make all things new. Every visible form and experience, and then went to that. So it's to make everything new. And what is it to have everything new? It's exciting. It's fresh. It's as a little child. The more you connect to your essence mind, your essence child inside, the easier it becomes. And then the easier it is to express free will. And this is a process that grows and gets momentum. That's why this 21 days is really giving us momentum to change our life. And it's so important to keep going into it, because we keep letting go more and allowing more of source to come through in our lives. This workshop, it's transformed me. I mean, I'm serious. I don't know about anyone else, but it is, for me, this is the first time, I was telling Daniel the other day, that I've ever done anything 21 days in a row. Every single day. And I have been on this call 21 days in a row. I have showed up every single day. I mean, that's big. That's counter to my artsy-fartsy character, you know? I have this little light, free spirit, creative, right brain, source, artist kind of character that really rebels against structure. And yet, what this has done for me is shown me a lot of power within me. It's really affected me. And it's been every day focused on consciousness, focused on something really of value that I've been doing. And it's shifting me, and it's even bigger than just showing up every day, because I have had to create something new every day. I mean, these are new statements to me. Daniel's been working with them for a long time, but I started looking at them every single day and saying, well, what can I add? What can I bring forth? This is my opportunity. And it got me to write something down. I was a stream of consciousness. I don't always read it, but I at least wrote every single day. And Gail's kind of chuckling in the background, because I stopped doing this 45 years ago, writing. In college, I told my English professors and so forth, I can't write anymore. We got to figure out something different for me. And they let me do it. I did things orally. I ran classes. I took photographs. But I didn't want to write anymore. I was burned out in writing back in the 60s, and there was something that I've held on to all that time where people say, well, where's the book you've written? And it's like, I don't like to write. I like to talk. But this workshop, Daniel, you have put me in a position of inviting me into this where I have written every single day. And something is happening within me that is profound. And, you know, I can only assume and hope and pray that profound things are happening for other people, because profound things are happening for me. And I've shown up every day, and I'm feeling different about so many different things in my life. And these products are shifting my life. I'm using them. It's like you talked earlier on, we teachers teach what they need to learn, and I guess energy builders build what they need to experience. And so I've been changing. And I know, witnessing you, Daniel, what you've gone through in the last year or so, and these tools have really helped us step into our power and feel our hearts expanding. And I know with Gail and I, it's been a real powerful catalyst in our relationship. She is really the one who helped bring through the iConnect and the Heart Companion. We co-created it, but it was her impetus, her force that really said, Spirit, Source wants us to bring through something new. And it's been a transformative thing in our relationship. She's totally part and putting energy into Metaforms, and we're doing really well because of her energy, because we're working on this together. All of us are working on this together. That's what I was talking about the other day. We are all so blessed constantly by Source. And this isn't something like, here's some teachers on this end of a telephone call that are telling you something to do out there in listening land, but we're going through it ourselves. That's what makes it real. That's what makes it, you know, you can trust this stuff because these guys are doing it too. We've got to keep doing it. We've got to keep our lives fresh, or what we have to teach will be meaningless. We only have ourselves to unveil and reveal to all of you, and you see, wow, I'm like you. I have the same kind of heart, the same kind of feelings, and we're finding each other. And in that, there's strength, and in that connection, that's where we're finding out how much we're part of Source, and Source is working through us. We're discovering it through each other. And just to complete, I did ask for a paragraph from Master DK in clarifying, before I went through all this, my focus to make all things new. So I said, okay, to make all things new. What's your take on that? And so I was led to, for some of you that bought the book or have the book, page 78, paragraph 1. And it says, of course, maturation is continually occurring, not just with the psyche and spiritual awareness, but with karma as well. Although most would prefer to sidestep the issue altogether, the very best thing that can happen is for your karma to ripen. As it bears its fruit and you have the rare opportunity to look at it and see it for what it is, then break the pattern and discover yourself without it, to be fortunate enough to observe your karma ripening is a great gift. Everything that happens to you from the time you take birth until the time you negotiate death does so as an opportunity for you to see beyond your karma. And to me, that's what making everything new is all about. It's being able, as Daniel was saying earlier, to have a choice, to clearly be positioned where we are now because of the support of others, because of these words, because of these tools, the energy. We're moving to a place where we can see what isn't working in our lives, and we can go beyond it, and that's where everything is new. That's where everything is clean. That's where everything is exciting. And so go beyond the limitations. Go beyond the old beliefs. Go beyond the lack, the pain. Discover the preciousness of life and the opportunity of being alive and aware now. Thank you.
Wow. Very, very eloquently and well said. And you know, it's interesting because I know all three of us do not do this work because we need to. We do it because it changes us. It changes us. And I know that you're not doing this, or maybe you feel like you need to. But in essence, you're really doing it because it will change you if you give in to your need to be right, as we've shared, and the ego's need to be right. And kind of on the heels of that, and I get a feeling that Gail has something to say, and I'll give it to her in just a sec. We yesterday made a commitment, and you're going to hear more about this later. I just want to bring it out because it kind of falls into what Gregory was talking about, is that this is a community. And there's a community of those of you that have participated in the iConnect, the Heart Companion, and the iConnect, and then those of you who stepped up a notch and have joined the community of WeConnects, and we're going to have a class in December that we're going to, and it's not going to be lengthy. It's going to be on an evening, and all this information will come out. I just want you to be thinking about those of you that have the WeConnect, and we're going to bring all of the folks that choose to come together, that have the WeConnect, to learn how to use that in unison and in community, and we're going to bond together, because that's the whole point of this incredible tool. I have a WeConnect on a mountaintop in Peru, overlooking the Sacred Valley. There's one there. I took it there. And so there's WeConnects all over the world, as the Hoags have been, you know, bringing this product out for a while. So we want to bring you all together for an evening of community, and bring together some resources that will allow us to more purposely set intentionality for our world and set more intentionality for each other as we go into this next year. I've often believed that if you wait till January 1st to set intentionality for your year, you're probably somewhere around May or June before you actually make it happen. So we want to start now, and you'll get more information on that in the next coming days. Also, I wanted to say, and I know we have some questions on the web, and I'll ask those in a minute, that you need to download the audios. I'm glad that was asked yesterday. Please download these audios if you intend to keep them, because we will the class ends on Friday, I think, and so probably by Monday the 24th I will probably shut them down so that I can make room for other things that I am doing. So please make sure that you're downloading your MP3s, because that's part of the class, and we want you to have it. Gail, did you have something to share?
Yeah, I did. And before I share what I was thinking of sharing, I want to respond to this class, because I'm really enthused about it. And this is going to be another, you know, talk about us moving to our next edge. This is catalyzing us to go so much deeper, because these products have come through to shift the vibrational energy on the planet. And so that is both individually with the kind of work that we're doing here with all of you and with ourselves, and then to be able to work more dynamically as the we, with groups, the coming together, the community. And so I really do see that this is going to be a profound experience, and I can't tell you what exactly it's going to be yet. It will be really extraordinary, because it is time. And moving into the time of, you know, on this side of the planet anyhow, where we're experiencing more of the darkness before we go into the winter solstice, it is most important to work collectively and to really anchor into these energies that we're bringing forth for the coming season of moving back into the light and into 2015, which I'm sure is going to be way super potent. So think about it. And if you don't have a WeConnect and you want one, let us know. We can get those ordered and out to you. We're kind of a little backlogged right now, but we're in the process of making them. And if you still want to join the class and you don't have the WeConnect, and you're not going to get it yet, feel free to still be a part of the community. We do really want you to be a part of the community and extend it out to other people that may also be the appropriate ones to be on this journey with us. So that said, what I was thinking about before as Gregory was ending up was something that I learned that was really profound for me. Years ago, I lived in New York, and I was doing some graphics work for the Joffrey Ballet, and I had the wonderful opportunity to be actually watching their rehearsals and in the back on my art table doing things. And I was always just amazed at their balance point and how far they would be able to move their bodies but still be centered. And there was one day where I was talking to the choreographer and I said, how do you know? How do you know how far you can go or your balance is? And he said to me, when you fall. Stop. And I went, oh my gosh. So here we are. We're all stretching our individual and collective envelopes pretty far. And it can push us, and it will push us to that place of falling to know how far we can go. And what's amazing about that is that the next time that we push that balance, we'll be able to go further. So it really is important to, and you know, give yourself permission, and I think it's particularly important with the information that we talked about today with this concept, that we allow ourselves, like Dwalkul was saying, embrace the ripening of karma. Embrace the place where you are vulnerable and bring it into a moment of enlightenment so that you indeed can take your balance point to a much greater breadth of where you've been before.
Beautifully said. There's a question that I think is for you, Gail, and this the question is, can you elaborate on the use of the sound VAM with the tools?
Okay. And it's actually VAM, not
VAM. VAM. That's my Texas coming out.
VAM. Thank you, ma'am.
VAM.
Okay. So what I was, and I shared a little bit of this the other day when you weren't on the phone with us, Daniel, that we're doing some work with a wonderful channel, Christine Day, who's bringing through the Pleiadian Council. And I feel a strong connection with that energy as well. I always have. And she was, she's just loving the Heart Companion and the Eye Connect. And the council brought through the sound. They said, this is the sound that will support the activation. It's the frequency and that va, that, you know, it can be actually any tonality that you use. But the vam and how that moves through your mouth and emanates, it resonates not only through your body, but it resonates out into the ethers in a very, very potent way. And just a little background also on toning. I've done work over the years in toning. I did quite a bit of work with the late Don Campbell. And toning is so powerful. It is so healing. You can resonate different aspects of your physical and etheric body. And as that tone, and you can find that there's different qualities of tones that can come out, you know, whether it's high, low, and overtones and undertones. And I'm sure there's people on our group that are musicians. They are part of being able to shift the resonant patterns. And so in doing that, when we're bringing intention with the Heart Companion, holding it, putting it in different places on the body, is just a further activation, and it just enables, it supports the energy in going more deeply and in more sort of like a laser-like way. And I think Gregory's looking like he wants to say something.
You missed that, Daniel. You didn't see how I looked.
Yeah, okay.
That's
hey,
one of the
I'm
things.
I'm good, but I'm not that good yet.
It's kind of like my
through the phone.
My puppy, my dog, when she sees a rabbit going, you know, running out into the bush, she is poised to go after that rabbit.
So what was starting to come through was, you know, just the actual letters themselves and the sounds, like beginning with V in the English alphabet, it is the one letter that is a vector. That means it has direction. It's like it has the 2 points and then another point in the middle where it dips. And so you look at words in the English language like velocity, volume, vector. It's all about movement and direction, and that V energy starts that energy in this sound. And then ending with the it's like that is universal all over the planet as far as the M sound and the way we associate that with mother and support and, you know, that Om sound that is also the sound that is being home, coming back to my heart center. And so the way these sounds went together and what it moved within me when I first heard it, I was going, wow, that's very interesting. And so I think that's part of looking at it from another more geometric perspective.
All right. Does anybody have any questions? Hit star 2. I know we're just being moved to just continue on and want to make sure that we're answering your questions. Star 2 if you'd like to share. A lot of great things are happening, and we encourage you all of you to join us on our journey through what we know. We've known each other for a while now, and it's taking sources time to decide when things were aligned for all the work that we're going to do together and the partners that we're playing with. And we, of course, invite all of you that feel the desire or the connection to continue to work with us as we go into 2015. All right. It doesn't look like there's anyone has any questions. Again, a very happy birthday to Elaine. Today was about forgiveness. Let's not lose sight of that. And I think that for me in my life, it has been the one thing that, one gift that I could give myself that nobody could give me. I had to do it for myself. I had to get to that place where I let go. I had to get to that place where I found self-love and self-acceptance. And when I did, this idea of peace and tranquility, which eluded me so many years, became so apparent. And I was teaching this weekend in Laguna Beach, and I said, you know, sometimes I just sit on my couch and laugh. And I'm not laughing because there's anything funny, but because I'm just so in awe that it took me so long to get it. You know, and today we have tools that can help us get there, as well as our own ability to express that one act toward ourselves that will change and transmute us all, and that is forgiveness. So with that, everyone have a beautiful, blessed day. Know that we love you all. Namaste.
Yes,
namaste.
We love you. Namaste.
The conference is now completed.